Bits and pieces of research for young people. Educational attainment keeps pace for children with type 1 diabetes. A recently published study found that having diabetes was not associated with any difference in educational attainment or higher education entry rates among children with type 1 diabetes. Children with type 1 diabetes missed an average of 9 sessions of school a year, more than children without the condition. Findings were based on 263,426 children without diabetes and 1,212 with type 1 diabetes.
Rapid C-peptide loss tied to worse HbA1cs in young people with type 1 diabetes. Young people who had a rapid decline in C-peptide during the first 6 years after their diagnosis of type 1 diabetes also had a greater likelihood of having higher HbA1cs and more episodes of severe hypoglycemia compared with those who didn't have a rapid decline in C-peptide. The researchers said the findings also showed that multiple autoantibodies and low age at diagnosis predict a rapid decline in the beta cell function.
Trabecular bone volume falls for teenage girls with type 1 diabetes. Teenage girls with type 1 diabetes, especially those with higher HbA1cs, lost trabecular volumetric bone mineral density after a year when compared with matching teenage girls without diabetes. The researchers stated that these findings highlight the unfavorable impact of hyperglycemia on the growing skeleton of young people with type 1 diabetes and reiterates the importance of adequate glycemic control beyond vascular complications and early in the disease course. The trabecular bone score is a measure of bone texture correlated with bone microarchitecture and a marker for the risk of osteoporosis. Its main use is alongside measures of bone density in better predicting fracture risk in people with metabolic bone problems. The connection with diabetes is that people with diabetes tend to have low vitamin D levels that help the body absorb the calcium needed to maintain bone density. Raised blood glucose levels lead to chronic inflammation, which directly affects the quality and strength of the bone. HbA1c remains suboptimal for most people with type 1 diabetes. In an analysis of HbA1c data from 22 nations, including over a million people, most children and adults with type 1 diabetes do not have an HbA1c of less than 7.5%. though glycemic control varies greatly by age and country. The first study was published in 2014, and this analysed information from 2010 to 2012 from 324,501 people with type 1 diabetes. The research from the Scottish Diabetes Research Network Epidemiology Group showed in the first study glycemic control varied greatly across data sources and age groups, but most people with type 1 diabetes had an HbA1c of greater than 7.5%. They then conducted a follow-up study which analysed HbA1cs from 2016 to 2020, which showed 1. Youngsters less than 15 years old are more likely to have HbA1cs of less than 7.5% compared with adults. 2. However, young adults aged 15 to 24 years are less likely to have an HbA1c under 7.5%. And 3. Women were less likely to meet this target than men. The researchers comment that further research is needed to better understand whether apparent differences between health systems may relate to such influences as societal factors, structure, and delivery of clinical care and resource allocation. Better understanding could help the development of cost-effective interventions to improve outcomes.
Global increase in type 2 diabetes in young adults in the past three decades. Many of us will remember the days when type 2 diabetes was rare in young people, but this has changed. Type 2 diabetes rates and associated number of years lost due to poor health, disability or early death increased substantially among adolescents and young adults from 1990 to 2019, particularly in low and low middle income countries. Among people aged between 15 and 39 years for type 2 diabetes, the incidence rate and disability adjusted life year rate has increased, with only a modest increase in the mortality rates for type 2 diabetes in adolescents and young adults. 1. Incident rate went from 117.22 to 183.36 per 100,000 population. 2. Disability adjusted years went from 106.34 to 149.61 per 100,000 population. Disability adjusted years are the years of healthy life lost due to disability for people living in states of less than good health from a specific cause, in this case diabetes. And 3. Mortality rate went from 0.74 to 0.77 per 100,000 population. The causes, in all regions, high BMI was the main attributable risk factor for disability-adjusted life years for early-onset type 2 diabetes in this population. Similar to older-onset type 2 diabetes, the major predisposing risk factors are obesity, family history, and sedentary lifestyle. Other risk factors varied across regions, with higher proportions of ambient particulate air pollution and smoking in countries with high socio-demographic index and higher proportions of household air pollution from solid fuels and low fruit diets in these countries. The researchers call for urgent actions to deal with the issue from a global perspective.
The dangers of type 2 diabetes in children and young people. Evidence is accumulating that young onset type 2 diabetes is a more aggressive disease than in adults, leading to premature development of complications with adverse effects on quality of life and long-term outcomes, raising the possibility of a future public health catastrophe. Unlike type 1 diabetes, the risk of developing type 2 in this young age group is greatly increased by being overweight or obese, and they are more likely to have insulin resistance, which can often develop into type 2 diabetes. Type 2 diabetes is more likely to be diagnosed during puberty, as hormonal changes can lead to increased insulin resistance. Looking at the childhood overweight and obesity rates in England, we need to be concerned. 14.4% of reception-aged children, that's age 4 to 5, are obese, with a further 13.3% overweight, and at age 10 to 11, that's year 6, 25.5% are obese and 15.4% overweight.